Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The left fielder, Ernie Kisch. Batting third. The center fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting 8th. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Kisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Kisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine throws the ball into Webb, who tags McGee trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Kish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Kish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 0 for 1 in the game. Kish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. York strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Siebert. The throw from Richards and he is out, Mayo applying the tag. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayer. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Mayer steals second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayer scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a fly ball into right field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richards moves to second. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kish. Mayer reaches second base with a double. Richards scores. Trout goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayer moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayer scores. Mayo moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Kell reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Rosar moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0-for-2 in the game. Busch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosar. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Webb steals second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trout hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-2 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Richards fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Kisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayer hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0-for-3 in the game. Busch hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.